Okay, we're learning mechaz chinuch here, but we're learning chinuch, and we're in mitzvah lamed, and the chinuch which is loli shav al hashav, loli tzitzo shem al shem al kach al hashav, but the chinuch really expands his discussion into nedarim and into what a shua is and what a nether is, and hatoras nedarim and all different hatfasa, and he talked about all different types of things. Now, where we up to? I don't know where we're up to, quite frankly. I'm like, give me a paragraph. Very interesting, then, that if the reason you wouldn't have made the nether is something far-fetched, then Sheinu Motzui. Nola itself means the reason didn't happen yet. But that could be, you say, would you have made a nether to know from Hashem if you would have known that he would be giving rise? And so that's not Nola that it didn't happen yet. But it's not the problem of Nolad, because it's common that it happens. The problem of Nolad is something far-fetched. Nolad itself is not really the issue. The issue is if it's far-fetched or not. That's why you said, She'enu Motsui. Now, again, and the way they say it, well, the Chinuch is going to explain why. She'enu Omer Lehedya, Shehunicham, he doesn't say beferish that he's sorry he ever made the nether. Shenachshaveu ka'ones is a description, but really it's always hataras nedarim, so it's not really an ones. Ela shereshono hayom kama shoyu tchila, ela shereitza achshav beheter. Stop. So the Dorim, Hataras Nadorim, one of the major foundational principles of Hataras Nadorim is that it's retroactive. And I said over by Charata that you have to regret you ever have made the nether. Obviously you regret now that you made it, because you don't want it now. But you don't regret really ever having making it out of the past. You just don't want the problems that exist now. That's Harata. But Chinuch echoes that by even Pesach. Because Pesach L'chora always addresses the past. Because it says, had you known, kach v'kach, would you have made the nether? Like, then would you have made the nether? But I guess, so he's saying that Nolad is an interesting shot. Why Nolad doesn't work. Nolad is not something that would affect the nether retroactively. If it's something that's pops up out of nowhere, something that is far-fetched. So, I don't know, it's like a very interesting lumbus. Now, this is part, I would say it this way, very, very, I never saw this lumbus anywhere before. About Nolad. I think he's saying like this. Something that's normal in the course of events. So that's called normal. And that's the way the world works. And that's the Tahalich HaBriya. So, hey, if I would have realized the ramifications of the Neder for all time, I wouldn't have made the Neder. I just wasn't thinking about. But it's something that's within the realm of the possible, or within the realm of the plausible to happen. So it's like, you say, oh, had I known, I wouldn't have made the nether. And that, like, is horace, the whole nether.
He's talking about himself in the past.
The reason he can talk about the past is because I think when you have something mutsui that happens, something normal, so it's like part of the flow of time. So that sort of connects the past and the present. But when you have something that's like an anomaly, it just popped up out of nowhere. So then when he says, he only means, now, I don't want the nether. because it only popped up now. That's what he's saying. A Pesach deals with his mindset of the past, in the past. Nolad deals with his mindset now, because it's not something that ever would have. You know, like maybe it's even like the Rishonim's lesson is, if you ask the guy, would you have made the neder if you had known that the guy would become, let's say, a superstar and he would want his autograph? Yeah. So when he says no, you say you're a liar. You would have made the neder anyway, because you would have said, ah, no way in the world that's going to happen. So Nolad is not part of the continuum of time. It's something that's one example. Tyson asks the Kasha, why isn't it Nolad? What is Tyson's answer? He's talking about Rekiva that they were Matinet because he became a Tamachacha. So you want to know why isn't it Nolad? That's what Tyson's answer. Tyson says, if you sit and learn, you become a Tamachacha, not Nolad. Very normal, a Tamachacha. So that's what the Chinuch seems to be saying. That Nolad, which is like where did it come from, it's not part of the. Obviously, it is. It's governed by time, but it's not part of the flow of time that you're saying. You want to, you have to affect. That's what the Chinuch says. You have to affect another retroactively. So he says, "Kesa nishrus lo yehena beploni, v'nasa soifer ha'ir otabach." He becomes like the town scribe or the town butcher, which is not motzi apparently. Who omer tzoni kayem b'shal yisichokit lehenos bo? I don't want to be nana for this guy. I don't like him. Well, yisi rotsa sheyes a sofer otabach. For my money, he should have not become a soifer otabach. Yeah. You're going to support him? Ein matirin lo atche yomar achar shani roe sezoha ishna se sofer snachem adiyal she nishbati alana osu meyolom miyiten shelo nishbati yubin yinzeh she matirin lo shrei moda she nishtana chetzo mischarit al maizu legami b'chathon yudiyazo yudiyazo b'chathon 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 yudiyazo b'chathon. No jokes. He seems to be saying that you could really be Martin Nolad. It depends how the guy presents his case. If he presents his case, he became a cipher. I still hate the guy's guts and I don't want to have another man. What can you do? I need a cipher. That's called now. But if he says, it's like he's the guy. What would you rather do? He said, I'd rather someone else became a cipher. It's just my luck he had to become a cipher here.
Yeah.
But if the guy says, he doesn't say, I wish the guy didn't become a cipher. He says, I wish I didn't make the nether. I wish I never made the shul. I'm not so sure about
that. That's the tie back to Nolad Shiromatsky.
I don't know. He says Nolad. He makes it sound like if you say the right words when you go to be matanenda by Nolad, they'll be matanenda to you also.
No, that's
what he says. He's talking about something that's ain't a matri.
But what the story we just said wasn't depending on. I mean, it has to be like ain't a matri. That wasn't ain't a matri.
His shita is that you have to regret the shul, not the outcome of the shul. You have to regret having made the shul. And when the guy becomes the cipher or ear or this, you don't regret having made the shul. You just regret that he became a cipher. You wish he became a garbage man.
And that happens when it's ain't a motzi.
I guess when it's motzi, you can't say that because it would make no sense.
What? When it's Motzula, you can't say what?
You can't say, I'm happy with the nether, I just wish he didn't become a cook. Let's say it's Motzula to become a cook.
But it makes sense. can be happy we made the neder, and you wish you hadn't become a cook. What's wrong with
no, because if it's matzui, then you shouldn't have made the neder. Because you can become a cook. That's the point of matzui. So then don't make the neder.
Wait, matzui? Wait, how you can tikha works when it's matzui or ain't a matzui?
What?
The
Noilah has to be ain't a matzui. The part of the definition of Noilah is that it's ain't a matzui. That's the chinuch established a few lines ago.
Oh, I thought it was the other way. No. I thought Noilah had to be matzui.
Nolad to not be subject at Torah Sedarim has to be Einam Matzui.
So Nolad does it. You can't matir Nolad.
When you learn the Gemara, you walk away from the Sugya and you say you can't be matir Nolad.
But you can if it's Matzui.
That's what the Chinuch says. And that makes sense. I mean, that is very, that's not at all contradicted by the just calls it Nolad, which only discusses the fact that it's off in the future. But of course, the Gemara means Nolad Sheina Matzui. All the examples in the Gemara are Nolad Sheina Matzui. All the rationales the Rishonim say for Ein Poskim B'Nolad is only again Nolad Sheina Matzui. It seems to be quite universal that Nolad means Sheina Matzui.
All right.
Now, the Chinuch then goes on to say. Well, to at least sound like he's saying that if the guy says when he's being questioned by the chacham that he came to, is it? Are you sorry you ever made the nether, or just a problem popped up and you don't know what to do? Like that?
Okay.
So then you can't be mad there. The guy comes and says, I have total regret. This is what Shver. He says, kids, so you could be mad there, Noilad Gomor. You could be mad there, Darim, or Noilad, if it's Noilad Chain of Motsui, if the guy like says the right formula. I don't know. If he says, I wish he never, ever had made that Shvua or Nether. Not, I can't be mistader with the shu. I'm okay with the shu and nether per se, but I can't be mistader because I can't sit down. That's what he seems to say. That motzui, that nolad means nolad shein a motzui. Let's stop talking about it. That nolad focuses you only on the present. You don't want the nether anymore. But if Taker, a guy comes and says, I'm sorry that I ever made the Shvua, I'm not like happy with the Shvua at all. Even before I met Mr. Big Shot Sofer, who's now the mayor of the town, he said, you would be Matarit. Sherei Moide Shemishtana Heftso. He's claiming that he changed. He's carried on my soul with Gabi because he's the also. Well, here the Chesed Yidiyosu happens to be in the future. Of course, he can't read the future. Shilu o yodea beis ha-shvua mashu yodea ha-yo lo yonish ba-miyolom ba-onusu. This is how the Chinuch says. And normally, I guess normally you have to say, because there's a whole sugi Gemara, post-Manola. There must be the default norm is the case of Nola that ain't post-Manola. I don't know. The guy comes and says, I'm really okay with my nether. I think it's a wonderful nether. I got a problem now because this guy just became the town soifer. Yeah.
That's only I had to take in that nether.
Yeah. He wishes it never happened.
Hey,
when you learn the sugya in a Dora, believe me, you don't walk away thinking that there's a circumstance in which you could be pasach after Noilah. I don't know, Pshat, yeah. Chinuch's understanding of this law, I'm reading from the Oscar. Chinuch's understanding of this law, that even an unanticipated event can serve as a pesach if it causes the person to regret ever having made the oath. is his understanding of the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos 6:12. See Kesef Mishnah there, Markevus on Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. According to other Rishonim, an event that under ordinary circumstances could not, he had never would have anticipated, is never a valid Pesach. It doesn't matter like what it did to his mindset. Okay. The Torah is really sure. I don't understand the Torah. I tell you, I'm having the chilacha. Really.
Okay. The Rambam against
everybody else. Mizayusod, based on this principle of the Torah's Nedarim, Kam Ken Shetolish Rosh Hashanah Zacherim Koshel Atiro. Koshel Atiro. It's very difficult to annul it. Because you really like said that the das of the neder should be by someone else, not by you. He becomes the das of the neder. So you can't just say I changed my mind because he has your mind.
What is that even? What you say? That told us he was a das of error. What does that even mean?
That you should. Yeah. You are the das of the neder, something like that. And I can't be about the neder without asking your rishus. You become the das of the neder. The neder is like totally bedaita, depending on your agreement. That's what it is. That's what,
tanai,
that's what it means. What?
The tanai and the shvuah?
Oh.
Tanai?
I don't know if I would call it a tanai, but what's the difference? Yeah, it's a tanai. Like, are you happy with that word?
You make a shavua and I'll...
No, no.
I don't understand what's the case.
I come into the Mishnah and I say, I swear it was, you know, I'm keeping my Shabbos kosher down for 20 minutes. But I say, I'm swearing al daitchem. Al daitchem, meaning I'm including your das in the validity of this net there. And that means that I can't go be master of it on my own because I don't want the nether anymore. Or I wish it hadn't been there anymore because you're now also Baldover on the net. There's such a concept.
It's all of it, right?
Toilet b'das acherim.
That's
what it means.
That's the function of the thing.
I'm depending.
Everybody has to
agree. Everybody has to. No, I can't be mazim unless they agree. It's like the Gemara talks about going to your base Knesset and punching on the bima and saying, you know, I'm taking this nether or shua and it's our dais kulchem.
You really want to tie yourself up in other words. There is a normal nether or shua is not good enough. You really want to go.
Yeah. Well, the Gemara uses it when it needs a new kimta that you can't be matir the neder. It usually ends up in this case that you would neither al das rabbi. Because our mitzvah is kimacham lahatir. So they assume there's an umdana, everybody would be masir. Which you call kias or other the double garb of mitzvah. You test a mitzvah because of a meiser. Leiv called Yisrael who she yavatul ha meiser shall hedyo. They ask hamitzvah, so we assume everybody is cool with that.
The Rishon Lakish just agreed to be matir because it's bar mitzvah.
No, the reason is no. You need their permission. That's what I was going to do. What really he's saying is that you have an umdana when it's bar mitzvah. So you have an umdana, they'd be matir. You don't have to go around and ask every person in the town.
So umdana is the Rishon.
What?
Umdana is the Rishon.
Yeah. So that's how the chinuch explains with bar mitzvah mutter. There's an umdana, everybody would be matir. Ufisha kosher yas adam adam going well. Yeah, so that's vamushe ilu yodu shem b'shvosu b'tal mitzvah lo yaskim taita imam. Where you have some of the tainus minus of Chicago, I think the Chumash says v'nei bracha, avol bar mitzvah yeshu hafar. Okay, we go weiter. Now he raises a philosophical issue. I'm not going to handle the philosophical. Val taksu laksu lai al hanokas tamzesha amarti. The ikra head. What?
asking is about davar mitzvah yesh lo hafar.
That which I said, that the idea of the Kuhar, that I'm tying the veracity of what I'm saying to the veracity of Hashem's existence. Oh no, I'm wrong. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how Hataras Zarim works. And the first thing is, if I would have taken into account Kapuka, I wouldn't have been this. Hey, under Subutin. Tomar, Marim Matsidu, the guy who made Shua, Hashem Yisbarach had there. Hashem made a Shua, and he can think of everything. I'm still doing Hataras Zarim.
What's the concept? That maybe it's really like
I established the insight that the way Hataras Adarim works, that there was something I didn't think of, I didn't anticipate when I made the shul. Let's learn.
So what's the concept that he's saying on that?
You can get ahead to it without a toss.
Wow.
That's the question. Hashem made a shvua.
Yeah.
Shvua was matir.
Yeah.
We just did not matir a shvua without some kind of a taus.
Without what?
Some kind of a taus.
Out.
Mistake.
Well, you matir and have based on something. You didn't anticipate. You didn't think. It's not possible.
That's the question.
Yeah.
He's saying, don't ask this question.
I can answer you, but in the names, call Mashabo Batsun Kays of the Yanamelu. That's our perception that that will happen. Now he's explaining. This is the language Hashem talks. So now he's going to tell you what it means. It's a way of directing the language to you. People al inyan ishal azeh shvua etzol Hashem. Now you're going to get yours, buddy. You're going to get yours. Go home. You're finished. I'm finished with you. Koy mechizek onchim zeros olam kilu yeshvua bedover. Koy chenye atoiva. Zocha Adam Rov Chashivus al Kabel Toy Behu Vizaro Yomer Hakadosh Gamki Kehashem is Baruch Nishma Lahit Devlo Al Zev Kehashem by Yomer Hoseinu Lchon Avraka They the Saber of Isaac. That's what I mean. To make it palatable, to make it possible to have some grasp of what you're talking about. Ashi Yechayla Lishmaya. Shein L'damus L'vnei Adam Chosek Dover V'kiyumo. And if you want to give an example, a marshal of somebody's strength, then their strength will be when they make a nether. Rak came and doctored him a b'chazdi on the Kaip Madvarim. They keep to what they say. L'adarech of the b'asu d'orshu v'chanu l'vrocha heter ha-shvulis ha-shem yizborach. So the one that kichanam rachmu erchafay bram chosed, mechaper al hachotim babu bishagod ol chetam v'chodak asheroi, shemiach to ish for ish kol kach li shavu shloim kol yoylam. A In other words, the neder is that Hashem is going to punish you. You're going to get yours. And the Torah of Dorim is like the Medrash's way, he's saying, of saying that Hashem is Michael. He won't necessarily punish you. So their way of saying that is that Hashem was Matir Hishvur. The Shvur representing the onus that the Rishon are going to get. But on Derech Hazeh, Amr Zuchon HaLevoch, Ki Moshe Hitiro, it's going to be Moshe Hitiro. I think it's all a Moshe, a Dugma. Kolomah Shem Eschus Tfiloso HaTova, Goram Shashem Yisbarach, Shu Shemea Tfilo, Sovach LaVona. Zeru Shalai Titra, Amr Zuchon HaLevoch, Amr Zuchon HaLevoch, Yidu Shu, Nyehek, Amr Zuchon HaLevoch, Ki Mechei Godel, Kol HaShemea Yigzor, Sheinanit, La Kampara, it's curtains for you. Okay, we'll have to stop here.
Well, it's about the Rosh Hashanah.